What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show. Hang on a sec. I had to sneeze right then and there. Boy, the air quality here is really, really bad. Anyway, it's Wednesday, June 28th, 2023, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauha on a Friday. It's another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get through as much as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. First of all, today is the anniversary of the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand, which, of course, triggered off World War I, which was originally between Austria-Hungary and Serbia, but somehow mutated into this, we've got to get those Germans, you know, and get their factories shut down so we can compete with them. Anyway, as I mentioned, the smoke from the Canadian wildfires is all over the place. Something like 93 million Americans are currently under an air quality alert. We are here as well. I was looking at the map. And the really heavy concentration that was over Louisville yesterday is now over us. And it was just amazing. People were looking around at all this haze and everything. And we're actually seeing a little tiny bit of color to it, this kind of orangey quality. But it's even worse up in toward the northern part of the country. Chicago and Detroit, they're being hit with the smoke, causing air quality to reach dangerous levels. The smoke is now reaching Europe. And I heard from Steve Elkins just a little while ago. The air quality where he is really, really terrible. And I know that Canada authorities were saying, oh, it's global warming. But the fact of the matter is, there are a lot of places on planet Earth that are a lot hotter than where these fires broke out. Remember, there are satellite images showing the fires starting literally in multiple locations at the same time. There were reports of people being arrested for setting these fires. There was even one video that somebody caught of somebody, you know, starting a fire there in the woods. So this idea that it's global warming and you've got to pay carbon taxes. Well, just think about how much carbon these fires are putting into the atmosphere right now. Apparently, nobody really thought about that. The goal is just more taxation, more control, more liberalism, and so forth and so on. Now, getting to our own domestic politics, this has not been a good day for Joe Biden. He was being interviewed on CNN. He was on his way to Chicago to deliver a speech on the economy, you know, Bidenomics and so forth. And apparently he slept a little late because there were these very obvious indentations along his cheeks where probably, I don't know, maybe he wears a CPAP machine. You know, for a while, Claire had to wear one, and, you know, it does help get more oxygen to the brain, which, you know, Biden can certainly use that. But anyway, he was on the South Lawn of the White House getting ready to take off for Chicago, and he was asked how damaged Vladimir Putin was in the aftermath of the Wagner Group's aborted uprising, and Joe Biden said, and I quote, "Putin is clearly losing the war in Iraq." Okay? That's what Joe Biden said. It's on video. It's all over social media. And, yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. That war is kind of over and done with, and Russia really didn't have anything to do with that. And I don't know, maybe back during Iraq is when Biden's brain stopped working, and he's kind of caught in this time bubble, this time warp there as well. Now, there's an interesting article out of Women's Systems saying that right now it's gotten to be routine for the White House to edit the transcripts of everything Biden says to try and make it look like he is still coherent and making sense, as opposed to, you know, let's get ready to mumble. So anyway, there's been more of these WhatsApp messages that were released yesterday by the House Republicans, and they were written by Hunter Biden as he worked on a business deal with a Chinese energy company. And the messages show him demanding $10 million from the energy venture, saying that, you know, we have got the contacts you need, and we are at best at taking care of the company's now missing billionaire owner. So this is all CEFC, and the corruption is really out there. And of course, during this same CNN interview, after Biden said that Putin is losing the war in Iraq, reporters were asking about this Chinese shakedown text, and Biden literally yelled no at the reporter. So he's feeling the pressure. Now, I want to take a moment here to talk about what I think the real damage of all of this is. Yes, we know Joe Biden is corrupt and Hunter Biden's corrupt, and you know, politicians of class pretty are. But I want to talk about branding. Okay, you have a brand. People have a brand, how they dress, how they look, how they behave. Obviously, companies have branding, products have branding, and if you abuse that branding, you can have some devastating consequences, as Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light learned the hard way. And the real damage that Joe Biden and all of his corruption and all this ultra-liberalism and LGBTQ and the schools and everything is damaged the brand of the United States of America. Because when I was growing up, when you heard United States of America or USA, there was a lot of assumptions that went along with it representing the value of the brand. Okay? And that's not just true for us here in the United States. It was true around the world. There was, you know, there was a brand associated with the United States of America. And that's been severely damaged, irreparably damaged. And just like Anheuser-Busch is not coming back from this Dylan Mulvaney situation, I don't think the U.S. is ever going to get its brand restored from all the politics and corruption and wokeness and, you know, idiocy that we have been seeing in recent years. Anyway, getting on back to the Bidens, apparently Hunter Biden dodged literally millions in taxes. And the way it was done is that Hunter Biden would receive the money from Burisma, and instead of reporting it as income, he put that money into a Chinese firm run by one of Hunter Biden's associates. That Chinese firm would then loan the money to Hunter Biden. Now, the proceeds of a loan are not taxable. And of course, Hunter Biden never actually paid that loan back. And that is a very common way to launder money. And that's what Hunter Biden was doing. Well, Tucker Carlson had another episode of his little podcast that he's doing. He's drawing a bigger audience than he ever had over on Fox News. It's just amazing. He's a genuine phenomenon out there. And in this particular segment, he claimed that California Governor Gavin Newsom is leading the coup to replace Joe Biden as leader of the Democratic Party. And, you know, Carlson brought up the latest IRS whistleblower revelations. And you know, what's really interesting, the media is trying to spin this as a story of a father's love for his son. And, I mean, that's really kind of out there here. But the situation is, you know, Gavin Newsom is making noises about running in 2024. And in order to do that, he's got to get Joe Biden out of the way. Okay? And so that's probably why he's getting involved. That he's going to basically knock Joe Biden out of the leadership position and step on in and, you know, I'm going to save the Democratic Party by winning the White House in 2024. So that's what's going to be going. Now, the New York Times confirmed yesterday the accuracy of that IRS whistleblower testimony claiming that U.S. Attorney David Weiss was blocked from bringing charges against Hunter Biden in California. And it turns out David Weiss actually has memos and documentation from that incident. He decided to document it and keep it because he knew this was probably going to blow up someplace down the road. Now, the corporate media is making a big deal about this audio recording where Donald Trump says, you know, we're talking about, you know, this document about the invasion of Iran, and, you know, it's kind of cool. Everybody's saying, see, that proves he had classified documents that he wasn't supposed to have here. And it turns out the memo that's being described in the audio tape is not among the 31 records underlying charges in Trump's federal indictment. So it's another nothing burger. Okay. Now, we've all been following the case of E. Jean Carroll, who sued Trump for defamation because he denied raping her. Now, just a few weeks ago, a jury, basically held him liable for sexually abusing her, but they stopped short of saying that he raped her. I'm not exactly sure what they're saying that he's doing. But now Trump has filed a counterclaim accusing Carol of trashing his reputation by publicly accusing him of rape, okay, despite jurors concluding that his actions during the alleged 1996 assault hadn't gone as far as rape. And so, yes, she did defame him, and he's asking for a lot more money from her than she was asking from him. I understand that she has gone back to the judge and said, I need to ask for more money because now it's a bidding war. Which one of us is going to come out ahead of the other? So it's a great deal of silliness. And I think, you know, having watched the situation with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and especially if you're my age, remembering the abuses of the rape hysteria back in the 1990s, it's not a good idea to always believe the women. I remember Hillary Clinton was saying, always believe the women, except for Jennifer Flowers and Juanita Broderick and all that white trailer trash. So anyway, well, apparently House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has not ruled out the possibility of impeaching Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland based on reports he interfered with the Hunter Biden investigation. And get on with it. I mean, you've got witnesses and evidence saying that, yes, he did. He lied to the Congress. Let's get out the stick, get out the paddle, you know, and give him what for here. Okay, now, yesterday we were talking about this exchange between White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and Today News Africa reporter Simon Atiba. And yesterday we reported that exchange between the two of them had vanished from the White House video of that press conference. And now the White House is saying, it was just a technical glitch. You know, it was just an accident, nothing to see here. We didn't deliberately take it out because it made Karine Jean-Pierre look really, really bad, not to mention racist. It was a technical glitch. Absolutely. Like Richard Nixon's missing 18 minutes on the dicta belt. It was, just a one of those things here. What can I tell you here? All right. There is a report out of The Guardian. Back in 2017, right after Julian Assange had released the CIA hacking tools, there were serious discussions in the CIA about abducting and even assassinating Julian Assange. And my guess is they're still holding a grudge on that. And that's why they want to get him back to the United States. So, he can be put in the same jail cell as Jeffrey Epstein was here. All right. United States Marine veteran Daniel Penny has pled not guilty at his arraignment earlier today. Now, if you remember, Penny was charged with second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide for the death of Jordan Neely. Now, Neely was this 30-year-old homeless man with a lengthy criminal history, including assaults on subway riders. He had a history of mental illness, and he had been threatening passengers on the F train in New York City in May. And Penny had restrained Neely, putting him in a chokehold with the help of other passengers. Neely was taken to the hospital, where he died later. And the Manhattan District Attorney said, well, it's all the fault of Daniel Penny. He should have just let Neely assault passengers and all would have been well. So they're going to try and throw him in prison. And again, it's this attitude of criminals are treated with kid gloves, and anybody who tries to deal with the situation, they throw the book at them. It really does make it look like organized crime has succeeded in taking over the entire U.S. government. Law-abiding citizens are being harassed. You know, parents concerned about some of this sexualization of their school children are being called domestic terrorists. And the society is upside down. All righty. Now, YouTube is continuing to interfere with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He censored another interview, and this was a chat with Al Gort, a former New York Post reporter. And supposedly YouTube said this video broke the platform's community standards. And it's always very fuzzy. They don't say exactly what's happened. And, you know, during this podcast, Kennedy discussed a wide array of subjects, and YouTube won't even say what it is that led to the removal. But it's triggering another discussion about just how much influence, read interference, tech media now has over the elections, because YouTube is interfering with a candidate for the office of President of the United States of America. That's exactly what's going on. Okay. All right, this happened a little while ago, and, you know, Joe Biden is out there saying that white supremacy is the greatest threat to our nation. I mean, forget about pandemics and malaria and, you know, the possibility of a nuclear war and a crashing economy and everything. No, no, it's white supremacy. And there was this group called Patriot Front, who claimed to be white supremacists, and they were just out there acting all kinds of, you know, crazy way. And the government was saying, well, see, these white supremacists, we've got to crack down on them. They're really doing a terrible thing here. And it turns out the Patriot Front have been unmasked as federal agents. Okay. And, you know, we've seen, like, the FBI has done this going all the way back to COINTELPRO and probably even before that. You know, they create the enemies they need to scare you into agreement with their agenda. Okay. Now, getting on to election fraud, according to documents obtained by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, 1,454 foreign nationals were on the voter rolls of North Carolina, and they had not been naturalized before Election Day 2014. Now, this is going back a little bit ways here. And so we do have immigrants and illegal immigrants voting in our elections. They're not supposed to. And the article is suggesting that somebody somewhere is telling these foreign nationals, yeah, the law has been changed. You're allowed to vote in the elections. Please vote Democratic and so forth and so on here. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday rejected a legal theory that argued state legislatures had the ability to alter election laws without scrutiny from the state courts. The Supreme Court said, no, you don't. Anything that you're going to do regarding the election laws has to pass judicial review in your court system. Now, the dispute arose involving North Carolina's congressional map. The court rejected the independent state legislature notion by a 6-3 majority. And the once controversial legal theory maintained that state courts had little, if any, jurisdiction to examine state legislatures under federal election rules. And so that, I think, was a very good decision for the Supreme Court to make. All righty, let's talk about COVID. And there is a GOP senator, James Lankford, and he's criticizing the Biden administration for prioritizing a woke agenda over protecting Americans' First Amendment freedoms. And Lankford wants to reinstate service members who were fired for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine due to religious objections. And I think that's a really good thing. These guys are probably a lot healthier now than the military people who got that shot and are now at increased risk of a heart attack and stroke under stress. And if you'll remember, combat is extraordinarily stressful here. So the National Defense Authorization Act in 2023, signed by Biden, terminated his own vaccine mandate, but did not reinstate the service members who were fired for not receiving the shot. My guess is probably most of them would not want to come back anyway. And finally, apparently, it surfaced in the European Union that Pfizer vaccine batches were placebos. Nobody was actually testing them for quality control to see if it was the real medicine or not. So the people who got the placebos, I'm sure they're feeling very relieved right now. We'll be right back after these few words.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about health issues here. And apparently there is work going on with these genetically modified mosquitoes. And they're basically they're having them feed on warm cow's blood. And this is taking place over in Italy at a high-security laboratory. And the goal is to see if the mosquitoes could eventually provide a powerful new weapon to help eradicate malaria in Africa, where most cases occur. Well, it's kind of interesting because the other day I was reporting on how there are five cases of malaria here in the United States where the infected people had not traveled to other countries, which means they were infected here in the United States. And I said there might be two explanations. One is that some of these illegal immigrants pouring across our border are carrying malaria. They're bitten by our local mosquitoes who then bite other people. And, you know, you get the malarial infection. and then kind of as an off-the-cuff remark, I said maybe one of Bill Gates' genetic experiment mosquitoes got lost or something. And it turned out that's actually a little bit closer to the truth, because where these five cases of malaria have appeared are the same places where Bill Gates' experimental mosquitoes were released. And just by amazing coincidence, not to be believed, Bill Gates has a malaria vaccine nearing FDA approval. What an amazing coincidence. It's just, it is. It's just almost beggar's belief there. All righty, let's talk about the international news. Things are still kind of tense over there. The Russian Aerospace Forces targeted a NATO-Ukrainian military deployment point at a hotel adjacent to the cafe in Kramatorsk in Donetsk. As the result of a powerful missile strike, it destroyed the command post under the control of the 56th Motorized Infantry Brigade of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, which contained Ukrainian officers, advisors, and foreign mercenaries. There were soldiers under the rubble everywhere, according to a British report. Now, story coming on out of Aleppo News, things are not going well for Zelensky's counteroffensive. They're suffering horrendous losses. The military planners are sending troops into places where they just get ground up to no point whatsoever. There's a growing problem with insubordination, which I guess we saw the other day with the Wagner Group. And so it's getting very, very difficult for them to work. We've sent all these weapons over there, these wheeled vehicles, these tracked vehicles, all these good systems there, and they're just ineffective. Russia's shooting them up as target practice. Some of this stuff is not even getting to the front lines. Probably a lot of it is being resold onto the black market. All right. Now, getting on back to last weekend's very brief armed mutiny, the top Russian military leader who was thought to have advanced knowledge of this, General Sergei Surovikin, and at one time he was the ruthless one leader of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, was last seen telling the Wagner Group mercenaries to stop their uprising in an uncomfortable appeal likened to a hostage video. Now, this general has been missing since Saturday. And, one of the theories is that he is under interrogation for what he knew and when he knew it. A lot of speculation, though. No hard facts. So just, wait until we get something a little more solid here. Now, there's an interesting article from the Gray Zone talking about all the money that has been taken from you and sent over to Ukraine, and where is it really going? Okay, now, probably you believe that the U.S. dollars allocated for Ukraine are spent directly on supplies for the war effort, and apparently there's a new report out saying that, no, this is not exactly the case, okay? So you may be shocked to learn that while you're grappling with fears of Social Security's looming insolvency, the Social Security Administration in Washington sent $4.48 million to the Kiev government in 2022 and 2023 alone. What is the Social Security Administration doing sending money to Ukraine? And another example of bizarre spending, USAID paid off $4.5 billion worth of Ukraine's sovereign debt through payments made to the World Bank, all while Congress was going loggerheads over America's ballooning national debt. Okay, now Western financial interests, including BlackRock, are among the largest holders of Ukrainian government bonds. So basically, it's an indirect bailout of these Western investment firms that invested in what is now becoming obviously a failed venture here. So basically, a lot of that money is being used for purposes other than the war. Now, yesterday during the show, there was this story that was coming up on social media about an airplane that was flying from Russia to the United States, and the reports were it was flying with the transponders off. It was unidentified. Nobody knew what was going on. Is this the beginning of the bombing campaign? Well, oh, all right. I'll give you the rest of the story after these reports.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here, and before the commercial break, we were talking about this story that started happening yesterday about this plane flying from Russia toward the United States, and there were reports that it was flying without a transponder and all the rest of it, and there was a very dark spin interpretation put on it. It's full of bombs and, you know, Bill Gates' mosquitoes and whatever. It turns out it was a diplomatic flight. And Putin sent this plane to Washington, D.C. to fly key diplomats back to Moscow shortly after the Wagner coup. And basically, the U.S. State Department is telling Russia it expects the same courtesy for American officials. And so it's starting to sound like maybe Putin does think the United States had something to do with that coup d'etat or that attempted coup by Wagner. And they're removing diplomats from each other's country. They're breaking off diplomatic relations, and that is not a good thing. So anyway, Congress is looking at a whole bunch of new laws that are sort of pushing us a little bit closer to World War III. And of course, we had that one by Graham and I forget the other guy, where if Russia blows up a Ukrainian power station, well, that's a cause for war. Anyway, the plan that we're seeing unfold before us regarding this is they're going to choke off and thoroughly censor out from the U.S. and allied news media any information that might reduce the willingness of their publics to support going to a full-fledged all-out war against Russia and or China. In other words, any dissenting voices saying, you know, this war might not be a good idea, they'll be shut down, which obviously includes me here. And apparently the policy of the U.S. government is to demand that Russia basically fully capitulate to Ukraine and for the U.S. to invade Russia if Russia refuses. And, of course, Russia is not going to capitulate to little tiny Ukraine. And then the U.S. is going to continue to supply to Ukraine the means and training to destroy Europe's largest nuclear power plant, which is in a Russian-controlled part of Ukraine, and thereby cause a release of radiation to be blamed on Russia so that the U.S. government will invade Russia to protect Europe against Russia. And finally, for NATO to ultimately expand into the Asia and Pacific region in order to defeat China. I have a problem with that. NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and neither Russia nor China are in the North. Well, Russia has access to the North Atlantic, but definitely not China. Anyway, former president of the National Assembly in France, Richard Ferrand, calls for changing the French Constitution to allow Macron a third presidential term. Now, I don't know why he's bothering, because Macron is very unpopular right now with the French people. And unless they're going to be using Dominion voting machines over there, I wouldn't bother lobbying for a change of the rules here. Meanwhile, over in Thailand, the U.S. ambassador is having to respond to claims that U.S. intelligence agencies interfered in recent elections that were won by reformists. And there are kinds of these accusations, and the ambassador is saying Washington does not support any individual candidate or political party. Now, claims of the U.S. meddling in the vote have swirled since the opposition Move Forward Party emerged as the top vote getter, and another opposition party came in second, raising the possibility of a new coalition government that could take power from Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha. The Move Forward Party was seen as nominally more pro-American than Prayuth, a former general who initially came to power in a military coup 9 years ago. And claims of American interference in the election are widely seen as originating from supporters of the current status quo. All righty. The Taiwanese military has reaffirmed that any Chinese warplanes and naval vessels that come within 12 nautical miles of Taiwan's coast will be fired upon. Okay, and that will basically get things going here. Now, the 12-mile limit is the internationally recognized air and sea buffer around a country. Some countries will claim more than that, but the 12-mile is internationally recognized, and Taiwan knows that, and China knows that. And the warning came after 8 Chinese People Liberation Army warplanes approached Taiwan's contiguous zone, which extends 24 nautical miles off the island's coast. And Taiwan's Major General Lin Wenhuang, Taiwanese Defense Ministry's combat planning director, said, if the PLA continue to ignore our warnings and force their way into our territorial airspace and seas, we will actively strike back to safeguard, you know, our country. So, yeah, everybody's just rattling the sabers here. China has been flying military aircraft closer to Taiwan in response to the growing ties between Taiwan and the United States of America. For example, the People's Liberation Army used to rarely cross the median line. This is an unofficial barrier that runs right down the middle of the Taiwan Strait. But ever since Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan, PLA warplanes regularly cross the line to basically send a warning. Over in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is wringing his hands and saying, we are losing legitimacy in the international community and cannot allow it. We need to act against it. Well, in order to be seen as a legitimate civilized nation, you've got to act. as a legitimate civilized nation. And we already know from what happened down in South Africa, apartheid states are not considered legitimate nations in this day and age. And so Netanyahu kind of wants to have his cake and eat it too. He wants to be seen as legitimate, even as they continue to carry out oppressions of the Palestinian people. So, anyway. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers are getting bolder and bolder in their incursions into the Palestinian territories, the West Bank. And apparently they're now actively trying to... shall we say, infiltrate and occupy the Israeli Defense Forces to basically take them under control. All right, anyway, Steve Elkins just sent me a picture. I'll share it later. Anyway, so National Missions Minister Ulrich Strock was incensed by the joint statement of the Israeli military and police and security chiefs condemning the settler attacks on Palestinian civilians and calling it nationalist terror. And Ulrich Strock said, "Who are you, the Wagner Group? You work for the government and you don't put out such a statement under the government's nose." So there's a strong sense of factionalization going on over there in Israel. All righty, let's look at the economy, and it's not good. I mean, Biden's out there talking about the economy. Oh, we've created more jobs. The inflation is under control. Everything's wonderful. And anybody who has been having trouble filling up their shopping cart knows it's a complete, utter falsehood. Okay? It's totally deranged, which makes a lot of sense if you think about it here. U.S. purchase mortgage demand falls 8% from the last week. It's down 21% from last year. It's down 45.3% under Biden. And let's see, all eggs, bacon, and toast are all more expensive under the Biden economy. And the market composite index is a measure of mortgage loan application volume, increased 3% on a seasonally adjusted basis from 1 week earlier. On an unadjusted basis, the index decreased 8%. So you got to be aware of these seasonally adjusted numbers. They're basically cooking the books right underneath your nose. Now, one of the areas in which there's a lot of decline of mortgages is office space. And commercial real estate is in serious, serious trouble. During the pandemic, a lot of people got used to the idea of working from home. I mean, I'm working from home. And we kind of really like it. And so a lot of companies are just, they don't need the office space anymore. And the owners of these office buildings are dealing with a huge a vacancy problem and a cash flow problem. And some of them are simply going to the mortgage companies and turning in the keys. So commercial real estate is a debt time bomb. And office towers remain empty in once bustling cities. And this has actually been building for quite some time, because I remember when I was still in Hawaii, there were a lot of buildings in downtown Honolulu that had a lot of vacancies, a lot of vacancy signs and realtor signs. And it kind of, you know, was kind of silly that the government was trying to build a second business center out toward the west. And they were going to put in this light rail system, which is, as far as I know, still not running. Anyway, getting on back to commercial real estate, some $1.5 trillion in real estate mortgages are due this year and the next, bringing the market to a dangerous precipice. And apparently, the landlords of downtown San Francisco's Westfield Mall just stopped making the mortgage payments on its $558 million loan amid rising crime and tanking sales. Downtown San Francisco is turning into a ghost town. Everybody's closing up business and going someplace else because the city won't do anything about the crime, the homelessness, the debris in the streets, to put it delicately. And we're in serious, serious trouble here. And, you know, government appears to be kind of oblivious. They're out there with, you know, global warming and LGBTQ and, you know, illegal immigrants. We got to take care of them and, you know, to heck with the rest of you. Now, here's an interesting article out of Blacklisted News. And you would think that this would be something that had been thought about before, but apparently not. The U.S. Congress recently held a hearing to discuss the growing international movement towards de-dollarization. And the lawmakers are saying, you know, this is clearly a threat to the supremacy of the dollar, warning that China and Russia are challenging the U.S.-dominated international financial system. And they had a bunch of economists who came on in and testified, saying that Washington's aggressive imposition of unilateral sanctions has backfired, weakening dollar dominance by encouraging targeted countries to develop new alternative financial institutions. And I hate to say I told you so, but we did see this coming. When the U.S. went out on this whole sanction this and sanction there, and, you know, you get a sanction and you get a sanction and you get a sanction, it was going to backfire. Ultimately, you know, they would stop going through the dollar. They'd stop going through U.S.-centric monetary transfer systems, and it's happened. You've got the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. You've got BRICS. You've got several of these out there now. The U.S. SWIFT monopoly has been broken. And I don't think there's anything the U.S. can do to basically win back the love of the world for the U.S. dollar, given its values being inflated away by all this reckless spending on things like war and illegal immigrants and so forth and so on here. All righty. Now, everybody's always talking about investment metals, lithium, cobalt, nickel. Rare earth metals needed for electric vehicles, batteries, then you have gold and silver. But apparently one essential metal at the heart of energy transition has kind of been ignored, and that is copper. But people are starting to pay attention to copper now, and we might see the value of copper start to go up. I remember actually seeing for sale on eBay copper investment bars and rounds like you would see silver and gold. They weren't obviously all that expensive here. But somebody was thinking that, yeah, at some point these might be considered valuable commodities. Of course, when I was a kid, my idea of copper was, you know, the plumbing supply section at the local hardware store. That was all copper. All righty. Getting on back to Disney, we've been talking about how Disney has lost its magic. It's gone woke. It's had basically like the last 8 movies they've made have been box office disasters. And basically, they've lost $890 million, and analysts are saying the Disney Corporation may not recover from this. You know, they're in a cash situation. They're continuing to make bad choices in terms of product and, you know, wokeism at the parks and the rest of it. They may wind up breaking up and selling the parks off to one group and selling the entertainment division to another group. And, you know, and it's a shame because Disney, to me, is an icon we grew up with. You know, I remember when I was a kid in New Hampshire, you know, just watching the Disney's World of Color on NBC every week. And, of course, Walt Disney was using that in part to promote his park. And it was amazing to see all the stuff in the monorails and whatnot. And I was a big fan of Disneyland. I got the little punch-out book to make a little cardboard model of it. And, you know, then when I found out we were actually going to move to Southern California and I was actually going to get to go to Disneyland, boy, they had a hard time getting me to sleep that night. So, you know, I grew up with Disney. I went to Disneyland. Eventually, I ultimately worked for the Disney Studios. And to see it falling apart like this, and I know nothing ever lasts forever, but for Disney to fall like this on the basis of some very messed up political theories, it's a shame. It's a shame. Of course, we're seeing the entire country fall apart because of some rather silly political theories here. All righty. Now, discount retailers like Dollar General, Aldi, and Five Below are seeing wealthier customers come to their locations to try and counter the worsening food inflation. And we do have a Dollar General down here, and yeah, it seems to be getting busier and busier. Now, FedEx is going to remove 29 aircraft from its fleet this year because shipping demand is shrinking. People are buying less. People are sending things, you know, if they don't. They're not buying them. They're not sending them. And there has been a downturn in global trade. Now, if you have health insurance, okay, one of the crucial questions that people have to ask when they're choosing a health plan, if the doctor orders a test or treatment, can the insurer refuse to pay for it? And Yeah, they can. The problem is there is no available public record as to which health insurance company is going to reject your claim more often than any others. You have to just basically take a guess. And apparently one of the worst offenders is the Medicare Advantage program, which is a privatized form of Medicare that goes through the United Health. And, you know, people are just, you know, they're being harmed medically because they're not getting the treatments they want, and they're harmed financially because they have to pay for things over and above their insurance premium. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here. Now, electric vehicle maker Lordstown Motor Corporation just announced it is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection despite receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer funding through tax breaks and grants. LMC received $4.5 million from Jobs Ohio, a private nonprofit that collects funds through a government-mandated monopoly on spirituous liquor sales, and $20 million in tax credits to be paid out over 15 years by the Ohio Tax Credit Authority. LMC also received a $40 million loan from the previous owner of the plant, General Motors, who received $60 million in subsidies from the state of Ohio, giving back only $28 million after a settlement was reached. Due to the stipulation, the plant was supposed to be open until 2039. This gets really kind of complex. This sort of reminds me about that whole Solyndra mess, you know. And, you know, in the end, regardless of who does what, you know, ordinary taxpayers are made to pay for all. Just keep that in mind here. Getting into immigration, Ron DeSantis is campaigning on a very strong immigration platform. He's actually claiming that he will use deadly force to stop migrants entering the U.S. He wants to complete Donald Trump's wall, end birthright citizenship, end catch and release, and begin mass deportations. And, yeah, I'm fully in agreement with that. This whole immigration open borders thing has been a disaster. There are countries in Europe now that are reversing their open border policies because of the damage it's done to their countries. And there's going to be a real backlash against immigrants. And I caution you to please maintain, you know, that some immigrants are here legally. They went through the process. They have a right to be here. It's the illegal immigrants, the ones that just step across the border and say, give me free stuff. Yeah, those we've got to round up and put into giant slingshots or trebuchets or air cannons and fling them back over the border here. So DeSantis is saying that he's going to take down the coyotes, which are the human smugglers, and you know, he's going to have some very, very stiff punishments. And that's how you deal with these situations, okay? You know, you don't coddle the criminals and then, you know, slap the law abiding like, you know, Penny. It's silly here. Up in New York City, Mayor Eric Adams has a new milestone to celebrate. Apparently, the migrants, the illegal immigrants, now outnumber New Yorkers in the homeless shelters. And according to NBC New York, the city's homeless shelters are filled more with newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens than actual New Yorkers. Well, actually, I'm kind of cool with the idea that there are less and less New Yorkers in the homeless shelters. But again, why are we spending money to house and feed and take care of people who are not actually supposed to be here? Okay, so apparently, the New York City shelter system has essentially doubled in size due to the illegal immigrants, okay? And Breitbart News has reported that more than 6 out of every 10 border crossers and illegal immigrants who have come to the New York City since the spring of last year are living off local taxpayers in subsidized housing and shelters, including luxury hotels like the Roosevelt Hotel. I mean, they're living better than most people. It's really kind of silly. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.